Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Peivav Amin Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah in the bottom of Behema Bees. So it says the Mishnah, if you have a Bas Yisrael, Muresas L'Kayin, or Muberes M'Kayin, or Shemaris Yavim L'Kayin, V'chein Bas Kayin L'Yisrael. In all these cases, you have a Bas Yisrael who is not fully married to a Kayin, or a Bas Kayin who ruined her ability to eat Truma because she married Yisrael, so L'Yisrael Truma, she's not allowed to eat Truma. Now, cases where she's not allowed to eat Meiser is if you have a Bas Yisrael, Muresas Alevi, Muberes M'Levi, Shemaris Yavim Alevi, V'chein Bas Levi L'Yisrael, L'Yisrael B'Meiser. In all these cases, they're not allowed to eat Meiser. If you have a Bas Levi, Muresas L'Kayin, Muberes M'Kayin, Shemaris Yavim L'Kayin, V'chein Bas Kayin L'Levi, so then L'Yisrael Alevi, Truma V'Loi B'Meiser. She can't eat Truma or Meiser. Truma because she's no longer she's not fully married to the Kayin, and Meiser because now she's ruining her ability to eat Meiser by entering into this quasi relationship with the Kayin. So therefore she can't eat Truma or Meiser. Now ask the Gemara, going to the Reisha, Bas Yisrael Muresas L'Kayin, she's not allowed to eat Meiser. Why not? V'tei Zara. The Bas Yisrael was Muresas L'Levi in the middle case, so why can't she eat Meiser? V'tei Zara, let her be a Zara, even if she wasn't engaged to a Levi. Let her just be a Zara Ba'alma. Zara Miyachla Loyachla B'Meiser, can't the Zara eat Meiser? So says the Gemara, Nachman Amar Shmuel Hamani Rabbi Meir. No, the Tanya of Mishnah is Meir, Dam Rav Meiser Rishon Asur L'Zara, who says the Takanat, she's not allowed to eat Meiser. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Truma L'Kayin U'Meiser Rishon L'Levi. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that Truma Dafka goes to a Kayin, also to a Zar, and Maiserishin Dafka goes to a Levi, also to a Zar. Maiserishin is also to a Zar. Rabbi Lozman is Zariya Matiru Lekayin. He's Matir Maiserishin to a Kayin. Now Matiru Mechadi Kaman Dasar. What? And then Rabbi Meir held that it's Asar for a Kayin to eat Maiserishin. Eleiman Nice Neaf Lekayin. Rabbi Lozman is Zariya was saying a Chiddush that you don't even have to give it to a Levi. You could even give it to a Kayin. That was a Chiddush. But Al Kapanim, you see, Rabbi Meir holds that Maiserishin is also to a Zar, and that's the town of our Mishnah. Now my time with Rav Meir, what's Rav Meir's Makar? I'm Rav Acha Breed Rava Mishmei de Gemara Ki Es Meiser B'nei So Asher Yumel Hashem Truma. We have a pasuk which puts Meiser and Truma in the same pasuk. So we have a Hekesh Ma Truma Asir Lazar Ma Meiser Rishon Asir Lazarin. Just like Truma is Asr to a Zar, so to Meiser Rishon is Asr to a Zar. Now if you have a Hekesh, let's go all the way. Imat Truma Chayav Lav Misa V'Chaymish, Am Meiser Chayav Lav Misa V'Chaymish, this would be a Chayav Misa V'Chaymish for a Zar who eats it. Amar Kora, no, to that the Torah says by Truma, by Misa and Chaymish, the Lashon of the Pasuk, there's a Miyat by both. It says, Umesu Boy Kichal Luhu, by Misa, and by Chaymish it says, V'Yasef Chamishisai Alav. So Boy V'Lev Meiser, Alav L'Al Meiser, we both Psukim have a Miyat to tell me that it's Dafka by Truma that there's Misa, and Dafka by Truma to Chaymish and not by Meiser. Now for Rabbanan, what do they do with the Hekesh of Truma to Meiser? Says the Gemara, Ma Truma Tevelas and Meiser Rishonami Tevel. They say that we learn out that there's a Chi of Tevel, that there's an Isser Tevel by Truma, so too there's an Isser Tevel by Tevel and Meiser. Even if you took off Truma, if you did not yet take off all the Meisers, so then there's a Chi of Tevel. Ukeditanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, Rabbi Yaisi makes this, says this halacha, he rather learns it from a different pasuk, but he says this then, that Yachol Yechayev Al Tevel Shohu Rami Menu Kalikar, I might think that Tevel is only if he didn't take off anything. Or Mimenu Truma Gedoilu, or Mimenu Meiser Rishon, or Meiser Rishon, or Meiser Sheni. But Filu Meiser Ani Minayin. How do I know if you took off Truma Gedoilu, but you didn't take off Meiser Rishon? Or you took off Meiser Rishon even, but you just didn't take off Meiser Sheni, or you didn't take off Meiser Ani. How do I know that that still renders the whole thing Tevel? Tamal Aymer, Lesucha Lecho Bisharecha, Lalanu Aymer, Vachlu Bisharecha Visaveyu. It says by Meiser Lesucha Lecho, and it says by Meiser Ani, Vachlu Bisharecha Visaveyu. So Bisharecha Bisharecha, Masharecha Amr Lahala Meiser. That tells us that the first pasuk could be read as referring to Meiser Ani. They're not allowed to eat it, and Rabbi Yaisi Darshan that that's referring to Tevel. That even if all you didn't take off yet is Meiser Ani, so that also renders the whole thing Tevel, and there's an Isser to eat it. Now the question is though, is that why do the Rabbanan need the Hekesh if anyways you have Rabbi Yaisi's Drasha? So says the Gemara, because V'imehasam Avamina L'Lav Avamisa Lai Kamash Mulan. I would have thought from there that there's just a Lav when it comes to Tevel and Meiser, Kamash Mulan, that there's even a Chi of Misa. Now Lishnachrina, some have a different version of the Shakovataria, that when the Rabbanan said they used the Hekesh for Tevel and Meiser, the Gemara asked, Maisa Rishon the Tavu mid Rabbi Yosi Nafka. Why do I need this Hekesh? I know it from Rabbi Yosi's Drasha, to which the Gemara says, Imahi Avamina Lalav Avomisa Loi Kamash Malan. That if it was just for Rabbi Yosi's Drasha, I would have said that that's just to teach me a lav. The Leisucha Leecho is teaching me that there by Tavu Lamaisa there's a lav. I wouldn't know that there's Misa, Kamash Malan the Hekesh, that there's even a Chi of Misa. Now I asked the Gemara, Mayu Kim to Kurem Eir in Masefa. And how could, it's great that the Resha, the middle of the Mishnah, you want to explain, like Rabbi Meir, that Maaser Rishon is also to a Zara, but the safe of the Mishnah is not going to help you to say it's Rabbi Meir. It says, Bas Levi Mureses Lakainu, Bas Kainu Levi, Loi Sucha, Loi Saicha, Loi Betruma, Loi Bemaaser. Hachamai Zarasika. In the case of a Bas Levi who does Erisim to Kain, or the Bas Kain to a Levi, where the Mishnah says she can't eat Maaser, it's not going to help you to say it's Rabbi Meir that the Zara can't eat Maaser, because here she's on a Zara, she's a Bas Levi, she's a Bas Kain. So what's the pshat over here? Says the Gemara, two Terutzim, both Terutzim have in common that in a chanami she really is allowed to eat meiser, and when the Gemara says she cannot eat meiser, it really means something else. Teretz number one, I'm Rav Sheshes, my ina ichalas the katani, ina neisenes rishos litrim. It means that she does not have the jurisdiction to appoint the shliach to take off the meiser. Now ask the Gemara, mechadu nesu neisenes rishos, what, and if she was fully married, so that she does have such jurisdiction, to which the Gemara says, in yes, v'atani, like we learned in the Braisa, v'chaltem meiser v'chamalkam atem uveischem, it says by meiser risha that you can eat it in any place, you and your family. Which teaches us that the Bas Yisrael who's married to the Levi, she even has permission to appoint someone else to take off the Maaser. Maybe the pasuk just teaches me that she could eat the Maaser. Amrit Truma Chamura Ichalas Maaser Akal Kol Shekein can't be, because a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kohen could even eat Truma, which is more Chamur. So then surely if she marries a Levi, she could eat the Maaser. Ella must be Liman on the Suma Bas Yisrael Shnei Senes Rishus Litrim. It must be the pasuk teaching us that she has Rishus, that she has a jurisdiction to appoint someone else to take off the meiser. Marbid Ravana Amar, a different terrace, what does it mean that she cannot eat meiser? It means that we do not give her meiser when she goes to the threshing houses. Now by Truma, there's such a halacha like this as well, that we don't give an Eishas Kain Truma in the Beis HaGranais, so there's a shaila if it's Alts Yichad or Chayshish for Yichad, or it's because maybe she'll be a Grusha and they won't know and they'll continue giving her Truma. So Hanichlamad Amar Mishamichad. If the reason over there is Mishamichad, so then here also you could explain it's Altzichad. That's why we don't give her Meiser. Alamad Damar Misham Grusha, Grusha Baslevi Milachav a Meiser. Over here she's anyways a Baslevi. So what's wrong with giving her in the Beis HaGranais? Anyway, she could eat Meiser. To which the Gemara says, Ultameh, Grusha Baskoyen, Milachav a Truma. When the Halacha says that we don't give Truma to an Aishas Kain in the Beis HaGranais, it doesn't differentiate with what her Yichas is. She might be a Baskoyen, and still we don't give her Truma. Why not? If the reason is Altz Grusha, let her be a Grusha. She still could eat Truma. Ella, what are you going to have to say? It's Xera Misham Grusha Bas Yisrael. Because it's great that she's a Bas Kain, but sometimes you'll have a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kain, so that's why we don't give any Eishas Kain Truma in the Beis HaGranais. Same thing over here. We don't give anyone Meiser in the Beis HaGranais, because maybe you'll have a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Levi, and then when she gets divorced, she's not allowed to eat Meiser. Lefira Meir. Now ask the Gemara, the Wihachi, if so my area Mureses, I feel in the Suanami. So then why is this halacha in our Mishnah stated about a Mureses, a Bas Levi Mureses Lekain? Even if she'd be a Nesua, we wouldn't be allowed to give her Meiser in the Beis HaGranais. It has nothing to do with Eresin or Nesuan. So says the Gemara in the Chanami, even if she's a Nesua, it's Aser. So why does the Mishnah mention Mureses? I did it on the Reisha Mureses, Tananami Seifa Mureses, because in the Reisha we said Mureses, so that's why in the Seifa we do as well, even though this halacha is true, even if she's a Nesua.